Hey, it is terrific to be here for Book Club, joining you with another terrific Australian novel for the week. My name is Andrew Popel, and you may know me from Final Draft. If not, come discover me every Saturday morning. I am joined by Rocket, my incredible book cat, who, if you follow us on Instagram, you will often see her lying on top of my latest read. And today, I've brought you all a book that I absolutely flew through. I don't care which cliche you want to invoke, page turner, unputdownable. I found myself thinking of them all as I devoured George Haddad's Losing Face. George Haddad is an award-winning writer from Western Sydney. He won the Viva la Novella for his story Populate or Perish. He's a doctoral candidate at the Writing and Society Research Centre at Western Sydney. And his new novel is called Losing Face. Losing Face is told between the narrative perspectives of Joey and his tater, Elaine. Elaine came to Australia as a young wife from her village in Lebanon. Through years of work and raising a family, she has confronted the expectations and disdain her adoptive country has heaped on her. Now, with her husband gone, she lives for her grandsons, although she's not quite sure what Joey is doing with his life. Joey's 19, young enough to feel bulletproof, but far enough away from school to wonder if he should be doing more. His friends aren't everything to him, his job even less than that. But Joey feels that there's just more that he has to offer. As Joey drifts from music festivals to cafes and barbershops, he wonders whether his life should be more. In doing nothing, he's setting himself on a path that finds him in a car full of young men like himself. Men who want more from the world, men who'll take it, and in one horrific chain of events, they'll do just that. Losing Face performs the incredible narrative feat of vividly realizing an ensemble cast of characters and then challenging the reader to explore their morality. While I'm not going to give away the pivotal moment that sends Joey and the novel hurtling towards its conclusion, it's fair to say that Losing Face takes on a huge social question of men's power and privilege and how that is weaponized against women. Through the juxtaposed narratives of Joey and Elaine, we see the toll of displacement from home and family and the legacy that it leaves through generations in families. Where Elaine learned how to be a young Lebanese woman in the often racist world she found herself living in, Joey finds himself adrift. Is he the young Leb that people stare at on the streets of Greenacre, or can he be the white, privileged Aussie that his father's background might offer him? In avoiding these decisions, these choices, Joey allows himself to be buffeted by the will of others in his life. It's a non-decision that could prove fateful. Losing Face is powerful because it makes you care for Joey, even as it shows you why you could hate him. It challenges the reader with injustice and makes us culpable for rooting for a protagonist who is implicated. Losing Face is incredible. I love this book. It is the new novel from George Haddad. It's out now through University of Queensland Press. And George will be joining me on Final Draft this Saturday morning. Tune in at 10 a.m. He is also appearing as part of Sydney Writers Festival. 2SER is a media partner of Sydney Writers Festival. And you can catch Sydney Writers Festival running from the 16th till the 22nd of May. Go to swf.org.au for all the details. I am Andrew Popel. Thank you for joining me for Book Club. Thank you for sharing that love of incredible Australian writing. As always, I'll wish you, till next time, happy reading. Bye for now.